Hi, this is Jeff Brandler, the owner of Brandler Bits and the Change is Possible website. Welcome back to the show. This is a special edition of Brandler Bits. It is a presentation that I did back on May 1st for the Genesis House Rehab for healthcare workers in the field in dealing with anxiety in the pandemic. This conversation is going to cover a lot of topics related to what anxiety is, how do we handle anxiety. There's a great demonstration on using the 360 panorama exercise. So thank you for joining us.
What we don't need is the excessive anxiety, which we have in pandemic and in other situations in our lives. So here's how I think this goes. Anxiety is a fight or flight emotion. And this goes back to caveman days. I wasn't there, but I think it goes this way. So if a big old dinosaur comes after you, I'm about to come into your cave and eat your food and eat your kids and eat your wife or whomever, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to take out a big club and beat the heck out of the dinosaur, or you're going to run like hell, fight or flight. And so this is how we manage this. We manage this in fight or we manage in flight. When we have anxiety that gets overwhelming, it becomes flight. What we need to do mostly is fight, but not fight like this, but fight like, okay, I can work through this, I can go through this, and that's what we need to do. With anxiety comes two important words. Those words are what if. And when I start what ifing, then my brain starts going. And when my brain starts going, then my insides start going. And then I have a loop between my thinking, my feelings, and my behavior. So if I'm afraid of what's going on in the world, as who wouldn't be, I start thinking, well, what if I get sick? What if I get the virus? Oh my God, this is really bad. So what happens? My physiology kicks in and I start getting tension. I start getting maybe nausea. Maybe I get diarrhea. Maybe I get heart palpitations. Maybe my breathing starts going faster. And so my physiology is now moving. And now I'm what ifing. My physiology is doing. So what am I going to do if I'm feeling all tense and all anxious? Well, I'm in fight or flight. So I'm either going to run, hide, numb, or I'm going to fight. And so if you think about anxiety, you think about, okay, so it starts with what if. So then we have to look at how anxiety comes out. And anxiety comes out in some predictable ways. So it comes out in our general format, general anxiety disorder, which is your basic run-of-the-mill, probably every symptom in the book that you can think of, one, 24/7, running all the time. It comes in obsessive compulsive. Now, not shockingly, one of the things that people get obsessive and compulsive about is hand washing. Now, I can't imagine anybody in this environment developing a hand washing obsessive compulsion. Can't imagine why that could happen. Right? They also become hoarding behaviors. And they also become ritualistic, stereotypical behaviors. And so we have that. We also have the panic. And the panic is the thing that we all know, because that's when all those heart palpitations, stomach, head, all the physiology, numbing, all that physiology starts happening over and over and over again. And I suspect there's at least one person in the audience that's had a panic attack. And they understand that. So understand how that panic attack happens. And they know how they keep recycling, recycling, recycling. We also have the post-trauma anxieties. And anybody who's been battling this certainly has their share of acute stress disorder, because that's what it says symptomatically, which could turn into post-traumatic, and just that replaying of what happens over and over again, constantly, complete with the breathing and the mind that won't stop racing. And so these all go together. We also have social anxieties. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody developing that right now who wants to go out. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. So why am I going to go out? Because the world is scary. And last, but certainly not least in the anxiety umbrella, are specific phobias. And they're easy to get because, you know, you can have an array of those, from snakes to foods to emetophobia, like the fear of throwing up, et cetera, et cetera. So you can have lots of phobias. They all fit under the umbrella. They all come from the same place. They all come from anxiety. They all come from how we work with anxiety. So let's do this. The thing that we need to recognize is, in order to do a better job with anxiety, we have to use an equation, which is pretty simple. The equation is, my thinking is related to my feelings and my actions. Thinking is related to my feelings and my actions. If I have anxious thoughts, I have anxious feelings, and I'm going to have anxious behaviors, fight or flight. If I'm at the beach and a wave is about to crest over me, I'm going to do one of two things. I'm going to dive into the wave. I'm going to run like hell back onto the beach. Behaviors. So if we look at that as our equation, that's how we come up with the tools to improve anxiety. So hopefully you got the handout, and that's what we're going to work from. So if you look, it's a 3-column handout. Left side is cognitive, behavioral, and experiential. So you'll notice the first part on the cognitive side is those nasty two words, what if? What if I get sick? What if I develop this? What if I'm not able to go to work? What if I lose my job? Let's do that one, it's easier. What if I lose my job? What's going to happen? I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage, and they're going to come take my house. Then I'm going to be homeless, and then I'm going to have no food, and then I'm going to have no money, and I'm going to be homeless. I'm going to live under the bridge, and so projection comes from the what if. So, if we're going to work with what if, the first thing we work with here is, how do you know this? Where's your evidence? What if I'm going to lose my job? Where's your evidence you're going to lose your job? I don't have any. Next. Move on. Move on. Because I have no evidence. But what if I lose it? But you may lose it. That's a distinct possibility. 4 million people have applied for unemployment. Have you lost it today? No. Move on back. So let's move over. Middle column. These are the easy ones. These are the behavioral ones. So we have, what if my anxiety starts to run? Thank you. Good job. My anxiety starts to run. And now I need to find some ways to distract myself. So over here, distraction. What can I do for distraction? Well, simple. If you have a rubber band, hair band, or other type of device, you can take it against your wrist and you can distract yourself from here, from your thinking, to the pain. You can also hit your leg, pull your hair, assorted other kind of things, just enough to buy some time to do other things. So, for example, if I'm having what if thoughts and I want to, change that. Okay, let's do that. Okay. So I'm going to distract. Oh, so now the pain's here. What do I need to do? I need to take a deep breath. So I need to breathe from my diaphragm, which is here. Inhale. Hold. And long exhale. So distract, breathe. You guys can do that, right? You can take a slow inhale and you can do a long exhale. Practice that. Someone raise their right index finger when they're done with that. Perfect, right? So distract, breathe. Now let's combine. So if I said to you, okay, so while you're taking that long breath, let's think about a peaceful place that you've been to once in your life that you felt calm and you felt serene and it was soothing. So let's say that's the beach, just for argument's sake. Everybody will have their own. So take a deep breath. Imagine in your mind that you're at the beach. Focus on them being at the beach. And concentrate on your breath, inhaling, and then exhale. And just repeat your inhale and your exhale while being at the beach or any place that you have that's calm. Give yourselves a couple of minutes to do that, and we'll go further. And you notice that as you continue to do that, your breathing starts to slow down and you get calmer. Okay. So now we've got another technique. We have distraction. We have breathing. We have imagery. We just combined three things, right? Let's move on. So I have my what if thought. And now I have to use thought stopping. Second column. Boom. How do you do that? Well, you say stop, which works well most places. You can yell stop in privacy of your own home. You can't yell stop at the park. That's not going to work out. You can't yell stop in a public place because that is not going to work out well for you at all. But you can say stop and you will stop. If you're in a public place and you need to use thought stopping when all the what if things are going on, you can either visualize a big red stop sign or you can visualize a railroad crossing, which comes complete with lights, bells, the gates that come down, all that. So thought stopping. So let's cover one other thing, and then we're going to practice, because you guys should leave here today having practiced some good things. So middle column, behavioral, self-care. The most important thing to reduce anxiety. Self-care is about your eating, your exercise, getting outside, connecting to others. So what are you eating? You know, Uber Eats tells us we're eating a lot of French fries. We need to put some healthy nutrition. Food pyramid, your plate, different colors, fruits, veggies, right? You will probably discover, you know, and when all is said and done, probably everybody's going to gain weight during this because we're all inside, we're all eating crap. So food plate, fruits, vegetables, need them. We need some type of exercise regularly. It doesn't matter what kind. It doesn't matter what type. It could be running. It could be outside. It could be inside. It could be yoga. It could be, you know, weights. It could be something cardio. It doesn't matter. It just needs to be. Because that's a regular part of how we go through this. Daily exercise. When the sun is out, get outside. We're not on house arrest. We're just on shelter. Get outside. Get the sun. Walk around. Take in the sun. And find some ways to connect to other people. Right? This is one way to connect to other people. Yes, it's not ideal. It is not optimal. Yes, we're people who should be connected to people directly. But this is good. And this is a way we can connect. We have a chat function. People know each other. They have relationships. That's what we want. Self-care. All right. So we're going to do one more thing. We can get the question. We can get the handout off. Thank you, Ed, if you can do that. Good. Perfect. There, you're back. And so what we're going to do is a little exercise that I'd like to tell you that I invented, but I don't know if I really did. I'm just going to tell you I did. And it's called the 360 panorama exercise. So I'm going to walk you through what it is, and then we're going to practice it. 360 panorama. So it involves breathing. So inhales and exhales. I'll walk you through that as we do it. It involves finding a place that brings you calm and peace and serenity. And then I'll give you the directions when we're there. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to take four slow inhales and slow exhales. Nice slow inhale. Now, I'd like you to go to your calm, peaceful place, wherever that is, wherever that's located, whether real or imagined. Go to that place, arrive at that place, and soak up where that place is, what it sounds like, what it smells like, what you hear, all the sensory things of your place. Allow yourself to get there. Continue to breathe. Allow yourself to get to your favorite place, your calm place, your serene place. That's right. Allow yourself to get there. So now what I'd like you to do in your place is to look straight ahead. Straight ahead from where you're standing, from where you're sitting. Just look straight ahead. Take in all the things that you see, all the things that you hear, all the things that you smell. Just take them all in. Pay attention. Absorb it into yourself. What I'd like you to do now is to look to the right of center. Turn your gaze to the right, 90 degrees, if you can do that. And take in everything that's to the right of you. The sights, the sounds, smells. Bring it all in. Absorb it into yourself. Bring it into yourself. Now from your right, go back to center. Pause for a second. And now go 90 degrees to your left. All the way to the left. Taking in the sights and the sounds and the smells. Observe, experience, breathe through it, take it all in. Pay attention to what you see and feel. Bring it all in. Let it absorb you in the image, in the experience. Bring it all in. Now from the left, bring it all the way back to center. So you're where you started from. And now what I'd like you to do is look straight up. Straight to where the sky would be. Whatever happens to be above you, just look straight up. Again, breathing, hearing, using your sense of smell, your sense of sight, taking it all in, experiencing everything that's above you. Come back to center, where we started from. Get oriented to center. And now look straight down, taking into effect everything that is below you. All the experiences, sight, sound, mind, taste, smell, feel, everything. Everything that there is around you, take it in, incorporate it, bring it with you, connect to it. Come back to center again, where we started from. Take two deep breaths. A nice inhale. Slow exhale. One more inhale. And exhale. And now open your eyes when you're able to do so. Pay attention to what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your body, what's going on around you now that you're back. Notice the difference between where we started and where we are. Identify if you felt lighter, heavier, more numb, more relaxed. Pay attention to all of that. And you should see the difference between where we were and where we are.
This was a presentation recorded on May the 1st for the Genesis Health Rehab in Florida on handling anxiety during the pandemic. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, the easiest way to get a hold of me is at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. We'll be back soon with some more Brandler Bits. Take care.